Johnny Cash, and that one right there. A little bit of June Carter as well with Johnny. They were together for quite some time. She of course passed away before he did, and I think he missed her a lot. That's why he had to leave us. He really didn't leave. He just kind of moved above us, if you will. He's kind of hanging out with us still, I think. I know I can feel him on the Red Mercury at times, and he just missed old June so bad he had to go hang out with her. So, Johnny, if you're up there and you're hearing us, I hope you're hearing us. That's 9 plus. Let's go ahead and get back to some Man in Black here on the Red Mercury. We've got the bow tore apart. We've got, not much wind at all tonight. Pretty much clear skies. And we're going to go ahead and get back to some Johnny Cash. This one kind of mixes it up a bit. This is a live song here, and I'm pretty partial to this one. This was originally released in 1969 by Sony Music, and I don't know if they were around then, Sony, but I'm going to read the background basis for this song, and I kind of like this song. It's kind of cool. I can somewhat relate to it. Not that my name is any relation to this one in the song, but growing up, kind of fun, kind of cool, interesting thing, and I'm sure we've all had some pretty cool experiences. Maybe you've got something that you'll come up with, you'll remember during this song. If so, post it on the forum. Send me an email, redmercurylabs@yahoo.com. Let's go ahead and get back to the Man in Black.
Goodbye, and you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helps to make you. threw down my gun and called him a boy and called me a son. And I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue.
Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on the assembly line.
The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillac.
Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry. Cause all we wanted me one that was long and flat. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox and in my head.
Now, getting tall, Smith, getting tired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000.
I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild. Cause I'll have the only one there is around.
With a big lunchbox with
help
from my friend. I left that day with a lunchbox
full of
you.
I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't give just one little thief, especially if I strung it out over several years.
The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a truck, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome.
Get him a big lunchbox, black nuts and bolts and all four shots.
But the big stuff is just out my buddy's mobile.
Now, up to now, the plan went all right till we tried to put it all together one night. And that's when the motor construction was definitely. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73. And when we tried to put in the bolts, all the holes were gone. We filled it out so the engine was dead, and with a little bit of help from an 8 out kit, we had that engine running just like a song.
Now the headlights, there was another side.
We had two on the mount and one on the back. But when we pulled out the switch, all three had to come on.
The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail there.
About that time, my wife walked out. I could see in her eyes that she had a doubt. But she opened the door and said, honey, take me for a spin.
Well, we drove up town just to get the bag, and I headed the right old down main track. I could hear everybody laughing from block to left. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh. I tied it up and took the whole staff. And when they got through the title, we had 50 pounds.
I got it for one piece of the time. Didn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around that style. I'm gonna drive everybody wild. Cause I'm not the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Michael Billy Cadillac. Come on. This is the Cottonmouth, and make a story on the cost of this whole scene.
There, Red Rider. You might say he went up to the factory and picked it up. He was there with
it. What model is it? Really? 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, automobiles. 56, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65.
Red Mercury Lab.
We're coming at you live tonight from the high seas.
Just got an email from Bender. Bender is requesting Ring of Fire.
Well, it was actually the first song we played tonight, but you know, it's going to be a good idea.
Well, I don't know if it's unprecedented to
just play the same song twice in one night, I'm not sure. But let's go ahead and cue up that ring of fire. Let's hear that one more time. And then I think we're going to switch it up just a little bit. We just went through a set of Johnny Cash. We're going to play one more, A Ring of Fire, for Bender out there. In the great, great state of Arizona. Bender, this one's for you.
I'm going to head back up to the bow and make sure everything's going all right. And,
well, when I come back, we're going to change it up a bit. So here is Johnny Cash. This is originally released in 1963. Let's sit around for a minute.
It's a pretty good song. Definitely has some passion in it, and I like that song. So let's go ahead and cue that up. Red Mercury Lab.
And you're feeling good about stuff too. Hopefully things are going good for you. And well, if you want to reach out and touch someone, you can touch the Red Mercury. You can reach us on the forum group. You can also reach us at the email address, redmercurylabs@yahoo.com. Just a little tidbit, we do send out EQSLs from time to time.
I think we've got about a
95%. Send great on our EQSL. Sometimes they get a little lost in the spam folder, but
I try to weed through it as much as I can
with all the contracts and
stuff that we have going on here. It's kind of tough sometimes to see those.
But I think we've got about a 95% EQSL. So if you'd like an EQSL, send us an email. And give us just a real quick report, give us a little hello, something like that, and we'll send you an EQSL. We'll be working on them here in the next couple days or so.
I'm going to get back up toward the front part of the boat, the bow, if you will.
We're doing some work here on the Red Mercury.
We worked earlier, but it seems like, well, we're always doing something.
The day we stop doing something is probably going to be the day we die. So
we're working on the bow tonight. And if you're just joining us, we are changing it up here a bit. We're going to keep it kind of slow, kind of mellow, kind of 60s, if you will. But, this band you're going to hear, they kind of ruffled some feathers back in their time. They were pretty much ahead of their time from what I've heard. And, gonna miss them as well.
Kind of a tribute to them tonight too.
Just kind of sit back, throw your feet up, and relax. Let's go ahead and change it up. Red Mercury Labs.